Vote.
Hello, sir. Thank you. Good morning. This is Walter speaking. I'm with the Opinion Research. Sir, we are conducting, which is an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. We have a few minutes to help us out.
I'm actually at work, man. So.
It will not take a few minutes if it's okay for you. It's just a few questions.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, thank you very much. Now, are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Am I what?
Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yep.
Okay. Journey, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things are on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Perfect. Now, what is the most important issue facing Ector County for you? Education, poor economy, poor leadership by elected officials, poverty.
Yep. Elected officials spending money and that don't
and all that.
Spent.
Right. And how will you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor? Undecided?
The infrastructure is poor, man. Poor, big time.
Okay. And 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better, better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Not if they keep the same officials in office.
Okay. About the same, likely. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job, like, or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County?
I'm not concerned. I think we're pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that, contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor. Now we'll start with a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Do you think it's excellent, good, fair, poor, or undecided?
I'm undecided on that one.
Undecided on that one. Okay, now we'll continue with availability of quality health care.
Oh, shit, that is poor, really poor.
Really poor? Okay, amazing. Now, I'll continue with the availability of cultural opportunities such as, theater, museums, and music.
That's not my concern. I really don't care about all that, so I'm
undecided
on that one.
Yeah, no worries. What about being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Oh, shit. Poor. Really poor.
Poor? Okay. What do you think about quality of the public schools?
I couldn't really tell you much. My kids are grown up, so I really don't know about the schools, what's going on.
Fair. Okay. And the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
That's good. That's good.
Okay. The availability of affordable housing?
I couldn't tell you about that.
Right. Undecided?
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
Okay. Effective leadership from elected officials?
Literature from elected officials?
The effective leadership from the elected...
Poor.
Poor? Yeah. Really poor. Public transportation, do you think is good?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Fair?
Yeah, fair.
Fair? Okay. What do you think about the natural beauty and physical, fitting?
Beauty? Have you been to Ector County?
Well, it's really important, your opinion, to be honest with you. What do you think about it? Do you think it's poor?
It's poor.
Okay.
There is no beauty over here in Ector County.
All right. Okay. What about offering job opportunities in your field?
I work in the oil field, so, it's pretty booming. Oil fields.
Excellent. Good.
Oil fields is the job right now, man, in Ector County, so I would say excellent, I guess.
Okay. Wow. Incredible. All right. What about public safety and low crime?
There's a lot of crime out here.
Poor? Okay. Welcoming and inviting to people of, diverse backgrounds like ethnicity and culture. Do you think it's fair? Poor? Good?
Poor.
Poor?
Poor.
Okay, and having a vibrant, you know, nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. What do you think about that?
I don't go out, so it's, I don't know. I'm undecided on that one. I really don't go out, so.
Undecided, fair?
Yeah, I would say undecided.
Okay. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following type of people. For example, recent college, you know, graduates looking to enter the job market. Do you think it's good? It's excellent, fair?
I think it's good. Their job opportunities are pretty good out here.
Right, with the oil.
If you want to work.
Absolutely. What do you think about, you know, immigrants from other countries?
Shit, I would say it's pretty good because since there's
the
such a shortage of hands right now because people don't want to work.
Right.
They come from out of town, out of state, out of country, and they're the only ones that want to work, you know what I mean, that are willing to work for the pay.
Pretty good.
So
excellent.
I would say good, yeah.
Good. Okay, perfect. And now what about people living below the, you know, poverty line?
There's a lot of poverty out here, man, from what I've seen.
So you think it is poor?
What do you mean poor?
You know, that is a place to live for the following, you know, people, which is under the poverty line. You think it's Ector County is a good place, fair place, a poor place?
I think there's a lot of, yeah. There's a lot of poverty here. I'm not from Ector County, so I didn't grow up here. So, you know,
right.
The way I'm judging my stuff is I'm from California. You know what I mean? So it's a big difference.
Absolutely, it is. Which I was about to ask you. People like you, it's a good place. It's a fair place.
Like me, I came from California. I mean, I think it's, like I said, there's a lot of job opportunities here. A lot of work.
Good.
A lot of job opportunities.
For retired people, do you think it's a good
place? For retired people, I would say it's kind of, this ain't the right place to be retired.
Okay, I will place it as fair for you. What do you think about young people, like single people?
Poor. Really poor. This ain't the place to be if you're single and you want to start a life.
Right.
Uh-uh.
What about for the people like, let's say, racial and ethnic, you know, minorities? Do you think it's a fair place?
Yeah. I'm a minority. I mean, I guess I'm not.
It's a good place.
Yeah, it's a good place, yeah.
Families with children, do you think it's a good place? Is it a fair place, poor, excellent, or... Mm-hmm. You have any opinion?
With children, there's not much. I mean, do you know Ector County? Have you been to Ector County?
Yeah. So I'll place it as poor. Now, what do you think about people, entrepreneurs, and people, you know, starting with just new businesses? Do you think it's a good place, a fair place, a poor place?
I mean, I guess it's a good place. I don't know. I don't know.
No worries. No worries, and which is excellent. Now, how will you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? You think it's good? Excellent?
You know, to me, it's good. It's good. You know what I mean?
I don't have no complaints as far as
being good.
Okay. Now, we're almost
but,
done.
Like I said, you got to want to work. You got to want to work.
Absolutely. Ector County, it's more likely for. Now, over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve? We'll go, you know, deteriorate and stay about the same.
I mean, I would hope it would improve.
Everybody wishes so, right?
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
When it comes to the economic development, generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development at Ector County? Are you very familiar? Somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all?
Not at all. I really don't follow that.
Not at all. All right. Now, how confident are you in the vision and plans and leadership for economic development in Edgar County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all?
Not too confident.
Not too confident? Okay. Yeah. And for the community development, generate solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood, you know, renewal, making the community a better place to live at work and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Edgar County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all?
Not too familiar.
Okay, you just go to work. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Edgar County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, or not too confident, not at all?
I'm confident, I guess.
Confident? Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, how likely are you or on admitted family member to move from Edgar County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not likely, or not at all likely?
What was the question again?
How likely are you or an admitted family member to move from Edgar County in the next 5 years?
Admitted to family members?
Yeah.
What do you mean admitted?
Like immediate family member, like close to you, to move from Edgar County.
Immediate family member. So
yeah.
How likely am I to tell somebody to move over here?
Yeah.
I've done it. I mean, I've told my family members, it's, you know.
Yeah, if they're like, all right, so I will place like somewhat lightly.
Yeah. I'm likely to tell my family, yeah.
Now,
like I said, there's work here, man. There's work. If you want to work, there's
definitely
work.
Definitely, that's something you pointed out. It's really important, which I do really appreciate. You share that opinion. And now we're almost done, but I would like to ask you, what is the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move from the area? So far, I understand it's because of work, right?
That's the only reason I would tell people to come over here.
To move?
Work.
And to move from,
yep.
From the area? To move out?
Oh, to move out of the area?
Yeah.
I wouldn't tell nobody to move out of the area. I mean,
poor quality of life, crime, cost of living.
I wouldn't tell nobody to move out. That's their problem. That's their issue. I wouldn't tell nobody, hey, move out of here.
Okay, but if just for your opinion, like, because I do need to have an answer for that, is like for the poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, or low pay, I know that you stand out a lot about the job, so I will keep that out of the table. But what do you think about family reasons, retirement, poor educational opportunities, poor leadership, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life?
I think it would
crime.
Be more poor retirement opportunities. Poor, you know, I mean, they don't help retired as much as, like I said, I'm from California. California, they give everything to people, you know what I mean? So over there, you retire, you're getting everything. You're getting all the assistance from the state that you could ever need.
Right. And finally, just a few less.
Here, they don't. Here, they don't give you shit.
They don't give you nothing. All right. Thank you. Now, finally, just for a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education have you completed? High school, some college, you know, graduate, or a degree?
High school?
Okay, excellent.
Yep.
Now, in terms of your, you know, political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent?
I'd rather not identify.
Not, okay, no worries. Now, what is your age? Is it between 18, 34, 35, between 40 and 49, 50 and 64, or over 65?
I'm 50.
All right. And do you have a school-age child living in your household?
Nope.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Is white, black, Hispanic, or Asian, or any other?
I'm Chicano.
Chicano? All right.
Yep.
Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yeah.
HBU? and right. And is your annual household income less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $39,000, or $49,000, or $42,000, $74,000, or it's over $75,000?
Over $75,000.
Excellent. Now, are you currently employed full-time, part-time?
Yep.
Full-time. And I know this is, but I have to ask, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Something else, okay.
Something else?
No, I'm male.
Oh, okay.
I'm male.
Now we have to bring up these questions, though. I apologize for asking, but I have to. Now, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yep.
Okay. Now, that concludes, which is our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really do appreciate, and I wish you the best, sir. Have a good day.
May I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What is this all about?
It's really important, as you may understand right now. You know, the opinion research right now conducting, it's really important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues which is going on right now facing Ecuador County. Now, we collect all this information in order to improve and do better for each one of you. Political reasons you may say one way, but also it is really important to help as much people as we can, right?
Right.
Every opinion is really important, right, based
on
what's going on right now on every case and, you know, topic that we just discussed a moment ago, right, jobs, MC, and all that. But I really do appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir, and I wish you the best. Have a good day.
All right. All right, have a good one. Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.